This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. In the wake of heat waves, global warming, forest fires, storms, droughts, and a rising number of hurricanes, the UN Weather Agency is warning that the number of people who need international humanitarian help could rise by 50% by 2030 compared to the 108 million who needed help in 2018. In a new report released Tuesday, the World Meteorological Agency says the more disasters attributed to weather are taking place each year. It said over 11,000 disasters have been attributed to weather, climate, and phenomena like tsunamis over the last 50 years. An anti-corruption watchdog ranks the U.S. and Britain as best at enforcing rules meant to prohibit companies from paying bribes in foreign markets, but says many other nations are doing next to nothing. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has this report.
Transparency International finds only four of 47 countries, the U.S., Britain, Switzerland, and Israel, as actively enforcing legislation against foreign bribery in 2019. Lead author Gillian Dell says the research shows many countries are barely probing such bribery, and that it's all too common for businesses in wealthy countries to export corruption to poorer nations, undermining institutions and development. China, the world's largest exporter, was found to conduct little or no enforcement. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, speaking of China, new figures released Tuesday by that country show the world's second largest economy continues its rapid recovery from the height of the coronavirus pandemic. Chinese exports rose 9.9% in September compared to a year ago. Analysts saying the rise was spurred on by global demand for Chinese-made personal protective gear. This is VOA News. Well, President Donald Trump was in Sanford, Florida last night. It was his first campaign rally outside of Washington since being diagnosed with the coronavirus.
I went through it. Now they say I'm immune. I feel so powerful. I'll walk into that audience. I'll walk in there. I'll kiss everyone in that audience.
At a campaign event in Cincinnati, Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden spoke to the crowd.
We have an enormous opportunity, like America's done, unlike any other country, after every crisis. We've always come out of the crisis stronger than we were before we went in. That's the uniqueness of who we are.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has made a rare public visit to the coastal province of Latakia, where he toured areas that suffered heavy damage in last week's wildfires that killed three people. Assad's public visits to areas around Syria have been rare since the country's conflict began in March of 2011. The conflict has killed nearly 400,000 and displaced half of Syria's population, including more than 5 million who became refugees, mostly in neighboring countries. The United Nations says Pakistan's timely national response and cooperation with neighboring countries, including arch-rival India, have averted what was predicted to be a devastating invasion of desert locusts. The Pakistani government declared a national emergency in late January following local and international forecasts in the country would face its worst crop-eating locust infestation threat in nearly three decades. The looming crisis had endangered food security for millions of people across the region, prompting the UN Food and Agricultural Organization to boost technical support for Pakistan. A late-stage study of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine candidate has been paused while the company investigates whether a study participant's unexplained illness is related to the shot. The company said in a statement Monday evening that illnesses, accidents, and other so-called adverse events are an expected part of large clinical studies. Authorities in Belarus said Monday they detained 713 people during mass protests a day earlier against the re-election of the country's authoritarian leader in a disputed election, the harshest crackdown in weeks on demonstrators. The Interior Ministry reported that out of those detained on Sunday, 570 of them were still in custody awaiting a court hearing. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. For your remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.